Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider from DallasCowboys.com. It is Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
Good. What's shaking?
Well, we did see the Pro Bowl selections announced. It's Dak Prescott, George Pickens, Tyler Smith, Brandon Aubrey, and Quinnen Williams. After all the misses Brandon Aubrey's had this year, do you think he deserves a Pro Bowl selection?
I figured they didn't even were going to look at a vote. They just put him in, right?
Yeah, probably so. What do you think about that group? I know Quinnen Williams only a handful of games with the Cowboys here, but that group right there, Dak and Tyler and George, that's a pretty good trio.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, obviously we didn't focus on Quinnen, what he did with the Jets before getting here, but obviously someone else saw how good he is and also kind of qualifies why the Cowboys ended up acquiring him, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else thinks he's that good, and boy, they sure could have used him this past game, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Being out there makes a difference in the pass rush for sure. We talked about that a little with Steven yesterday, too. Can you give us an update on Ryan Flannoy? How's he doing?
Well, he said it was better than he expected. He wasn't entirely sure what happened with his knee. He was just glad it wasn't a sprained ligament. So I think he felt like that he might have a chance to play on Thursday. That's huge, because I think we can say right now, without a doubt, he's the number three wide receiver going forward, the way he's played. And, you know, the sort of cool thing, but I guess it might have been frightening, at the game on Sunday, I met his mom and his aunt. They were in town for the game on Saturday during the Star Sports Tour reception. And so they were all fired up for the game. And when he was down, all I could think of was, oh, mama's ready to run down on the field, right? And it had to be scary for her to actually be there and see it in person.
Mickey, let me share a quick story, Alec. This is, you know, it's very different. But when I was in high school, I had separated my knee.
Ooh.
And I was playing center. The guard threw his guy down. It hit my knee and pushed it inside. My ankle was up by my hip pointing toward the sky. It was gross. Ooh. And I remember looking up in the stands, Mickey, at Forrester Field in East Dallas, and I could see my mom, and she was running, and she looked lost up in the stands, running back and forth, trying to figure out which stairwell to go down to get down to the field. And I was just going, oh, my gosh, sheesh, this is here I am in pain, and I'm embarrassed for my mom running back and forth in the stands.
Well, I got an opposite one for you. I played football through my sophomore year, and my mom would be in the stands, and I never got to play much at all. I was too small and too slow, right? And she would be in the stands praying that I didn't play.
Yeah, that's how moms can be.
I was going to get hurt, right?
That's for sure.
Oh, that's amazing, Mickey. Back to Flannoy. I'm trying to make the transition, but back to Ryan Flannoy. He's a name that, you know, for some people might have popped up out of nowhere. We saw him in camp and really liked what we saw and everything, but for people that might not have followed the development of Ryan Flannoy, what are some things that you think he really does well and what's led to that connection with Dak? And Dak has pounded the table at the podium for him at times too.
Yeah, and if you think about it, and I was glad he agreed with me because I had written something about him a week or so ago. When he started training camp, he was probably like sixth in line at wide receiver, maybe seventh. It's like, so what, you know, what went through your mind? And he goes, just work as hard as I could. And then what do? They released him at the last cut to make room for guys that they needed to have on the roster to put on the 53 and then IR, right? And they'll tell you they were holding their breath that nobody picked him up. And he cleared waivers, and they signed him right back to the 53-man roster. They had seen something from him. Look at his size, you know, 6'1", 6'2", runs well, catches the ball. But I think his work ethic allowed him to go from Southeast Missouri State to now the number three wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. And he said something, and it reminded me of Michael Irvin. He was talking about the off season, and he said, you know, anytime Dak was throwing, you know, all he needed to do was tell me, and I was going to be there. And I could remember in the off seasons, Michael's motto was, if Troy is throwing, I'm going. And he said, Flannoy said that the one time Dak called and said he was throwing, he was on an anniversary trip in Arizona. And he said he felt so bad that when he got back, the minute he landed and he called Dak and said, when are you throwing again? I'm sorry I missed it. So I think his dedication to just getting better has gotten him to this point.
I mean, studio line would be nice, too.
It's on the punch list. I'm pretty sure it's on the punch list to make sure we can pull that off.
I will say the cell service at the Star, not great sometimes.
No, I've been in that moment where you've been kind of in the hole, and you're just like, there's no way.
And I know the exact spot he's usually calling in from, too. It's not the best for me, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, with my phone carrier, I don't know, maybe it's different for other people, but I have found myself trying to call Bobby and meet up with him at the Star and stuff, and nothing will go through.
Okay.
And I'm like, huh. The fact that he can call us at all, I'm amazed.
He's
a wizard.
You're amazed that he can even call at all, huh?
Yes, he's a wizard. He's a technological wizard, Mickey Spagnuolo. I've often called him that.
I've never said that about him, but because I think it was the first time that I saw him typing, and I was like, is he using one finger at a time to type right now? Is that what's going on?
I'm looking at his column right now. He writes all of this with one finger?
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
Huh.
No, he's a pretty good typist. So that's that there for right now. We'll get back to him here in just a few minutes if we can pick that back up. What do you think, though, of those Pro Bowl announcements? I think it's very well-deserving for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's done a phenomenal job this season picking Hopkins stepped into that role very well, became a 1A, 1B guy. And Tyler Smith, for sure, loved that guy.
Yeah, and I like the idea of the Tyrese Halliburton, I got an A on the group project thing with Quinnen Williams making the Pro Bowl, because I don't think that that's really emblematic of much that he did here or being a Dallas Cowboy. He was just really, really good before he got here.
Yes.
So, hey,
and
we got an A on the group project.
Yeah,
he was.
He gets, the Cowboys are like, oh, we got five of them.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing, though.
we have five. We do have five of them, and that's a big deal right there.
Yeah.
All right, so, Mickey, can you have any updates on DeMarvion Overshone or Tyler Guyton at the moment?
Yeah, I don't think either one of them will make it. It's a short week. Guyton's still trying to rehab from that high ankle sprain, and that's no surprise. Usually those things take 4 to 6 weeks. And then for Overshone, being in concussion protocol, you know, it's a 2-3 day process, and with a short week, there's no way for him to clear concussion protocol that fast. And I wanted to point out one thing about Dak making the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This just shows you what players don't know, because in that NFL.com player preseason poll, he was ranked the 79th best player in the league. And when it came to quarterbacks, I think, if I remember correctly, there were 16 quarterbacks in the top 100, and he was 15th.
Oh, really?
So, and this was player voting. So that just tells you what they don't know.
You think what are they not paying attention to? The stats or the fact that they play against that dude, and he does that to them?
Yeah, maybe they're jealous, right? Well, you know what? They're judging on the fact that he played six games last year.
Yeah,
It was almost like, okay, he's done. He's getting old. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah, he came back more prepared, more in tune with his head coach and his offensive coordinator this year for sure. That helped out tremendously. I was kind of interested in Guyton's injury a little bit more, Mickey. Is that just that's something that he's not going to get in the rest of the season, you think, and this is going to have to be a full off season for him?
Yeah, I mean you'll eventually get over it, but I see at this point no reason to rush him back, and I think they want to look, they understand that Tyler Smith could play left tackle, right? So, and I might have said this yesterday, this whole thing comes down to, can T.J. Bass play guard, left guard, better than Guyton can play left tackle?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to come down to, right? And I think Jerry addressed it this morning, saying, yeah, we can put him at left tackle, but then what do we have at left guard? And I think what they need to find out is, would they be happy with T.J. Bass at left guard, and then they could use Tyler Smith at left tackle, where you saw he can play that position, and then maybe Guyton would be able to challenge Terrence Steele for the starting right tackle spot. I could see that happening if they decide to go that way next year, and just see if it develops.
Mickey, how scared do you get, and how much do the legs start quivering when you hear Dan Quinn say he has a secret plan at quarterback that involves Jeff Driskel?
So he already has given up on Josh Johnson?
Well, he's got lots of options.
He's got a lot of options. I don't know if any of them are good, but he's got a lot of options.
Well, you know, going up against the Cowboys pass rush, he probably doesn't need a secret plan, right?
That's a great point.
Show it, just give him the plan
book. The Cowboys
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Turn anybody into a Pro Bowl candidate.
That kind of year for sure. So yesterday we talked to Steven, and they gave us the, you know, we're trying to win. Yes, Dak Prescott will be playing for the rest of the season. How much Joe Milton do you think we see by season's end?
Oh, you know, I could see maybe in the final game, and I think a lot of that would depend on what quality they put on not finishing with a losing record. So maybe a lot of that has to do with what they do on Christmas Day. But here's the thing, especially for this week. There's no way it would be fair to send Joe Milton out there with not even – well, it would be a walkthrough practice. Schottenheimer said today they'll have 6 full-speed practice reps, and then they get on a plane tomorrow. So holy he cow. Would have no time practicing with the first team. And I guarantee you, Dak takes all the snaps during the week. And the only thing Joe Milton gets is to work with the scout team. And what good is that going to do to get him ready to play an NFL game, right? So it would really be totally unfair to send him out there with no preparation and say, okay, big boy, go out. It's all you. You know, and I saw that happen hate to go back to old time days, 1986, when the Cowboys were going to they only won one of their last 8 games and after getting off to a 6-2 start, and Danny White had gotten hurt and Steve Pelure wasn't all that. And they had drafted or signed Reggie Collier, quarterback out of Southern Mississippi. And the final game of the season, without 3-day preparation, they sent him out there and started. And he was so lost, and it was somewhat unfair.
Because
he was the third guy all season long. He was having trouble calling the plays, as I understand, or understood. And that was the one and only game he ever played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, that'll happen.
And it was
that
awful.
Way.
They had to pull him. Yeah, right?
So
that kind of tells you, you know, you got to give the backup quarterback or the third quarterback at least a chance.
Yeah, for sure. The when it comes to Javonte Williams, it looked like there was a little bit more of a split. I don't know if that's because of his neck or what. What do you feel like the Javonte usage is going to look like for the remainder of the year? More Malik Davis?
I think they'll split it, but you know he had a sore shoulder. If I remember correctly, he said afterwards that he had a stinger. So I think that's what they But he came back and played. It shows you how tough he is. I don't think it was, all right, we know about him. We want to see Malik Davis. I think it was just a matter of let's give him a break and overuse him in the game just because of the shoulder thing. So, yeah, I don't think you can read anything into that.
You think like Jaden Blue, would that be a similar to Joe Milton where maybe in the last game you'd see a little bit of that, but probably not this one?
Yeah, I see with Lipke back, that gives them three running backs. So it'll be interesting to see if, and the other part is, I think Phil Moffa is in the same situation, right? He
yep.
started his practice back from IR, but how much has he really worked to actually go in there and say, okay, we're going to hand you the ball? So, yeah, I think you have to give those guys at least a chance to succeed, right? I mean, look, you threw Trayvon Diggs out there for the first time in 9 games, and
Al,
saw the rust, right? That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
So it's hard when you haven't played football to just step out there without much work to prepare.
All right, Mickey, thank you very much. We will get back with you tomorrow, good sir.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There goes Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, though, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus don't you dare tell Jake Paul his fight was rigged next on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we're live from Freebirds in Addison right here off of Beltline Road and the Tollway. So come on by and say hello today. We have some Tolo flasks if you'd like to come swing by and see if you can pick one of those up. You can register to win right now. But right now, as always, also time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah. Burrito.
I don't even
I need
have
a burrito.
To do it. I know. I need one, too.
Yeah, that's what I have
I need
to do that
actually
next.
Three.
Yeah. Three burritos.
877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Jake Paul is taking action on people who say his fight was rigged or Anthony Joshua took it easy on him. We will explain in a matter of moments, but as I ponder my burrito order, we're going to go over the National Day calendar as we always do, gentlemen.
Sounds great.
Today is Festivus.
Okay, so for the longest time, I didn't watch Seinfeld that much. I watched Friends. And then I was not a Seinfeld watcher. I've seen a handful of episodes that I can remember.
Yep.
The one where the scent of the valet driver is stuck in the car, and so everything smells. The one where, is it maybe the same episode, where Kramer decides he's going to drive as far as he can with the guy in the car. There's a few episodes I've seen, but I never saw the Festivus episode. But Choppy used to carry around a pole with the wood slats at the bottom of it, and he would set it down and he would say, it's Festivus. And he would bring it into the studio every year, and I kind of miss that.
Huh. Yeah, but I will do that with a burrito instead, just to make you happy. How about that? instead of anything made of wood, because, burritos are easier to consume.
Yes, absolutely.
I would at least assume. I haven't tried eating a 2x4 or something.
Not yet. I think my dog did over the weekend.
That would make a lot of sense, more than me.
Yeah, when he chunked all over the comforter,
nice.
I was like, that's gross. And I was like, it kind of looks like chewed up wood, but why would he? But he's a dog, so who knows?
Exactly. Nobody knows anything because they do their own thing. Spend a day with my French bulldog, and you will question the thought processes of animals more than you ever have. He is the most intriguing and confusing animal I have ever met, but that is my son, so I have to take ownership of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Roots Day.
So shout out to the trees.
Like, or the band, the yeah. Roots, yes. Or is this like for women in their hair?
No, it's actually, great call. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about trees, but no, this is, it's a day of reflection and time to delve into your family's heritage, history, and ancestry.
Okay.
This
we did
was...
a, we did a, you know, 23andMe or whatever for our dog. I don't know if it's the same product. I think it's something different, but Adrian's very excited because we don't know what he is. We think he's like Great Dane and German Shepherd mix. Hmm. And so she's like, I got to know. And he looks like he got bigger this week. So we're just like, oh, my gosh, is he going to grow out of this house? but I've never done that because I didn't want to be on the grid. I didn't want people having access to my information. So I've never actually dug in. My grandfather, though, has a binder that about this thick. We're related to the Mannings somehow.
What?
Like, through marriage, I'm related to Eli Manning somehow, which Cousin Manning's never called back, so it's a little weird. It is fun. My grandfather was very into, like, trying to figure out what our how deep our family tree went.
Yeah.
One of my great-great-great-great-grandfathers was the blacksmith for Teddy Roosevelt.
What?
Yeah.
That's, huh. Interesting.
So there you go.
We delved into mine when I was in grade school, maybe like fourth grade or something like that, I think for a project, and my grandpa did the whole DNA testing thing, and we were able to go back to like the 1720s, I think is the furthest we got.
Wow.
And the family started in Ireland.
No air conditioning. So how'd that feel?
Oh, yeah, that it was sticky. You know me, the slightest inconvenience, I get hot. So, and imagine that, and then the great potato famine and everything.
Yeah.
So I had nothing to fuel myself when I was sweating that much. So it was tough. I'm never going back to the 1720s majors. But today, we're gonna kind of mutilate this day to get the question of the day out of it. So follow me.
Okay.
Walk with me. Okay, it's National Christmas Movie Marathon Day, but we're not going to focus on Christmas movies because the last time we did for the Great Christmas Movie Bracket, all it did was tear us apart.
I wasn't here. I didn't get to see that. See, and that's the bad thing. If I was here, it would have torn us apart because I'm one of those people that brings people together.
Exactly. You know? But then everybody else involved, and you know how Kevin is. He loves the chaos. He just wanted mutiny, and that's what we got. Especially on the fan text.
Yeah, that's what Kevin wants.
What is a movie series or TV series that you could just sit and binge a marathon all day? 877-881-1053. Because there's a few that end up on the living room TV in my house throughout the week.
Oh, yeah?
Just like a few big names and franchises. Harry Potter. Anytime there's a Harry Potter movie marathon, my dad is the first to grab the remote and put it on and leave it on all day just as background noise while we're cleaning or doing whatever. If Harry Potter is on and they're playing in consecutive order, you have to leave it on or he will look at you with a death stare.
Yeah, no, I'm so that they're one movie that if it's on, no matter what, my day is done. I will watch this movie until it's over. Is Blue Streak. I love Blue Streak. It's not my favorite movie, but I love that movie to the end. Fletch and Fletch Lives. If I see the two Fletch movies on, I'm done. Also, Indiana Jones. So I'm a big Indiana Jones fan, and sometimes they'll have that whole thing on. It was Paramount back in the day. They would have that where they play it all day long, and I would just watch those. I would watch every. I'd turn it on, and the whole house would be like, "Can I change it?" I'd be like, "No, nobody even knows where the remote is because I hid it from them because they're children and they don't know how to find things."
Huh.
Children don't know how to find things, dude. Every question is, where is? And you're like, figure it out. Look for it.
But neither do I, so I can't really be too mad about it.
Last night, well, I'm a hypocrite then, because I ask Adrian where things are all the time, and she's like, last night Aunt Lucy was like, hey, where's my microphone? I want to sing. And I was like, it's on your dresser. And she said, no, it's not. I just looked, and I said, yes, it is. It was there whenever I put it there. And she said, it's not there. I said, if I get up out of this chair and go find it, I'm throwing it in the trash. And she looked at me and she goes, I'll be right back. And she went and found it. And she was like, I found it. And I said, give it to me so I can throw it in the trash. And she was like, that wasn't the agreement. I said, okay. Wow, she's a sharp one. So I appreciated that. Huh.
I'm guilty of the person that is like scrambling to find something that is literally within arm's reach.
Yes.
And I'm like, where is it? I do it with my phone all the time.
Holding it in your hand and you're just like, where's my phone at?
Like I'm getting ready to go somewhere and you know, I'm like brushing the hair or whatever and I set the phone like on the counter. And I usually set it, I don't know, like in my room or something and leave it to charge. And I'm like, where is my phone? It's not on the charger. It's where I just was, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm like, I give up. I don't know where it is. I go back and I'm like, it was literally maybe 2.5 feet away from me because I'm just dumb. From the 817, that 70s show, even though a certain character is sort of tainted, I still watch. I agree. Separate the character that they are playing from mm-hmm. the person that they actually are because that 70s show is always hilarious to me. And if I see it on, I will sit and watch as if I haven't watched the entire series already. I loved it in high school. But let's see. From the 214, The Office and Parks and Rec, that's Trent and Salina. Getting in on the action from the 425 Twilight. That is my sister's. Anytime it is on, it has to be watched as if it is brand new and has never been seen before, even though I was at every midnight premiere for all of the Twilight movies growing up, where they were doing the marathons that started at like 2 in the afternoon. We were there until midnight and then getting out at like 2 a.m. whenever the newest movie ended.
Nice.
So I'm just sick of it, even though the soundtracks are amazing. I will say chef's kiss to the soundtracks for that franchise. But I just can't sit and watch those anymore because of all the midnight premieres.
There was an agreement between me and the wife. If I watch them, we got to hang out and stuff. A lot of people saying Peaky Blinders. And if you haven't seen Peaky Blinders, that show's fantastic. I binged it during the holidays 1 year. That was how I did it, and I was like, I felt better about myself because I could understand all the words by like halfway through the day. I was like, okay, I'm getting this dialect here because they're all like Irish and it's very strong Irish accents.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
What the heck did they actually say? That worked out for me though.
Jacob,
good.
I'm gonna go with the Pirates of the Caribbean series. In college you come home from class and Disney Plus is up on the TV and you see you're halfway through a movie. It's like, you know, let me finish that one, and am I going to stop there? Probably not. You know, crack a couple brews, turns cool into a great day. So Pirates of the Caribbean's my go-to.
Yeah, I've often said Disney Plus and beer is my favorite combination. That's usually what I do. That might be the most Texas Tech thing I've ever heard, and I actually love it. And I might steal that page out of your book on Christmas Day, if we're being totally honest, after the game. That's kind of amazing. And those movies were great growing up, too. And I catch myself, I don't sit and watch all of them or watch the whole movie whenever I see them on TV. I do have to get like a couple minutes in because Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow is one of my favorite character performances ever.
Yeah.
He's just brilliant. So I just have to get some of that nostalgia, and then I'm like, okay, I can continue with life.
Somebody said the Bond movie marathon starts in December and goes until Christmas. 25 days straight, locked in on every one of the Bond movies.
Wow.
I love Bond movies, dude. They're fantastic. I really enjoy them.
They're timeless. And I'm still intrigued to see where what direction they go for the next iterations of that movie. From the 469 original Predator, from another 469, it's Lord of the Rings for me. Breaking Bad from the 469, Star Wars from the 214. There's Kevin Hagelin's and mine, if we're being honest.
I'll throw Star Wars on for sure. The kids love it. It's very family friendly.
Yeah.
And I still dig Star Wars to this day. I like the new ones.
Yep.
Rogue One is actually like I feel like as underrated as it can get, but people really that know really like it a lot, and so I always love being like, no, we got to hit take in, and then it's like, all right, now do we need to go watch the cartoons? Do we need to go watch all the other stuff too? And the kids are like, let's do it. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I don't mind the newer movies. I know they get a lot of crap. I don't mind them. I'm not saying they're great. I just don't think they were bad. Which is a hot take, and I get killed for saying that every single time. But I will say, since they are the weakest of all the franchise, great background noise movies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pew, pew, pew. Exactly, pew. Because all the sound elements going on, all the dialogue, and then the loud music, and the mastery that is John Williams, and his just orchestra magic that he always seems to put on, even at this age. Yeah, I will never get tired of those soundtracks.
Are you in on the MCU?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, that's something, too. Like, I can watch any of those movies anytime.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not gotten fatigue on it yet. And what's really bad, though, is now they know they got me. now they know if they put out one of these crappy shows on Disney Plus,
yep,
that even if it's not like to the level that I expect, I'm going to watch it because I want to see whatever that nugget is
exactly
that connects it to everything else or that connects it to the next story. And that's how they get me.
Exactly. And they just put out the theatrical teaser that they've been putting out for Doomsday. It's out on Twitter now. So I'm already hyped for Doomsday all over again. I got hyped the day they announced it, and here I am like, oh my gosh, Avengers Doomsday is going to be the center of my universe a year from now. And I'm excited for that. Appreciate the interaction for today's question of the day, 877-881-1053. And real quick, Corey.
Yep.
We talked a lot going into the Jake Paul Anthony Joshua fight about, like, if this thing goes any further than a couple rounds, it's fixed. Or, like, you know, if this is a real fight, if we keep on saying if and whatnot going into it, Jake Paul and his lawyers are very busy right now because Paul instructed his team to sue anyone who says his fights are rigged.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying, quote, after years of letting it slide as just, quote, haters being haters, I've asked my team to vigorously go after anyone who makes up lies about my boxing career. Expect to get served, you pigs, end quote. But he explained that all the conspiracy theories about his fight has hurt his reputation as a fighter, saying that he's dedicated his life to boxing now and he is no longer...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Those with a public profile harm him or the sport that he loves and respects without consequences. And obviously, we know he got knocked out in the 6th round by AJ, but many have theorized that maybe Joshua carried Paul for a bunch of rounds. You know, he didn't give it his best shot. And then he got that wide open look in the corner and just ended things right then and there. A lot of people speculating maybe he purposely did that to try to keep the fight going on as long as possible. I am not saying that, Jake Paul and your lawyers. I'm just spreading the word that if you're somebody like us that has a, any kind of platform and you're going to full chest say that it was rigged or staged, they are saying they're going to go after you. Are you going to get served papers? I don't know, but they're saying that.
Yeah, I listen, I've always been very I don't know how the sausage was made. So I wasn't back there. I didn't see how they accomplished that, how they pulled it off. But I am always skeptical whenever it comes to that, because it's such an easy thing to do. Like, you get two guys to agree, and then you can make something happen from there, and everybody's getting paid. It makes a lot of sense. But a lot of the fights that he's set up so far have looked like they were in his favor no matter what. And that's where I always was like, well, that makes a lot of sense that this guy needs a payday. It made sense, but I would never go out there and just be like, I know for a fact that this is how it's going to go. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for some gridiron gravy. This suspension won't be swatted. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford, and we are hanging out at Freebirds in Addison. Right here off of Beltline Road, having a good time with the Tolos. Love the family here as we get to the holidays rolling. Guys, it is time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
Dip it and rip it. Thank you. Again, I told you, this is the stuff I love the most. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. There you go.
How about Gridiron Gravy brought to you by
Men's Tea Clinic?
Men's Tea Clinic.
I love Men's Tea Clinic. Fantastic work. I'm getting back out there January 2nd to go say hi to the show them how everything's rolling. So
let's go.
All right, guys. This is the story that we kind of were waiting on to find out what the process was going to be like. DK Metcalf suspended for two games. Two games, which was what I predicted yesterday whenever Sean asked. Sean said that he should be suspended for those two games, not the playoffs, and then sometime in the regular season as well. Last time Sean and I had a disagreement on suspensions, he won a bet, and then I won a bet with him. So we've now won two bets. We did not bet on this one, though. This is, however, the intriguing part of it all. A, everybody was very, George Pickens, problem child. He could be a big problem here, and he's not been. Other than some people questioning effort, he has been a very good straight-in-the-line player for the Cowboys. Maybe a couple moments, maybe two moments that we know of so far.
Here and there.
DK Metcalf has been fined twice already this year. Huh. Week 13, he was fined $14,000 for an obscene gesture. And in Week 8, he was fined $12,000 for striking, kicking, kneeing after he poked his finger in the face mask of a Quay Walker. And then grabbed Walker's face mask with his other hand. If this suspension is upheld, based on his contract, the suspension would allow the Steelers, if they choose, to void not just the rest of his salary for the season, but $45 million in future guarantees, $25 million fully guaranteed in 2026, and $20 million in 2027 injury guarantee, per Ian Rapoport. If this suspension is upheld, which there's still some process to go there, it could be this is generational money right there. That we're talking about $45 million that could be nullified for him.
And it's a bigger finger point to me that these players really have no idea some of the language that gets written into these contracts. And I'm sure the agent was already aware of that, but they're like, oh no, my player is great.
Yeah.
He is the greatest human on the planet. So he is never going to get his money voided because he's never going to commit conduct detrimental to the league, which is exactly how it's written in the contract language where it can be voided. So it's he could have gotten fined or gotten in trouble for anything else, the on-the-field stuff, the antics and that, that's fine. But the fact that very specific scenario just had to play out the way that it did, and now the team can void everything, and then he has to play those games to earn that money. You know, it's the money can be earned, but the fact that nothing's guaranteed at that point because you got handsy with a fan. you know, that's tough. That's got to be a tough place to be in, because I know that there's obviously parts of that story that we don't know, because mm-hmm. we weren't there and we weren't DK Metcalf, and I never will be. That's a mammoth of a human. But like, we don't know the full story, but at the same time, one thing remains true. You should never put your hands on a fan.
That's true. Absolutely.
And that's what's going to lead to, if the Steelers decide to pursue that and void his money, then he's got to show up to work every single week to get that money. And if he gets hurt, he's done.
Yeah, that's toast, man. That is absolute toast right there, and he doesn't want that for sure. I think one of the other things to add to this part of the conversation is free agency. We want the Cowboys to be in it. The Cowboys are always, look, we're not going to go out and spend A money on a B player just because they're in free agency.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with shopping smartly. You don't know what's going to happen when you get a guy into your group. You don't know, you know, Mickey always asks the question, why is he free? You know, most guys aren't going to be free if they're players that team wants to keep around. What's the reason? But then add to this, this is what the Cowboys are hoping. The Cowboys are hoping that by bringing Pickens in here, him being a great, a great ambassador for what they wanted this trade to look like, and then either him getting paid by this team or another team proves to other people out there, I can go to the Cowboys, be on the biggest stage in the world. Everybody will be paying attention to what I'm doing. If I go to Jacksonville, nobody's caring about what I'm doing there. But if I go to the Cowboys, I can get that extra, that money that's going to be there for me. All I got to do is show up and stay in line and do my job. And I think that's one of the gambles the Cowboys were hoping on. And so far, it's going to be a success for Pickens and for the Cowboys.
I actually like that thought process, that this is a great recruiting model. You know, that if there are questions, concerns about who you are as a player, as a person, and Schottenheimer is the perfect guy to start using that sales pitch with, right? Because he's the culture guy. Culture, culture, culture.
Yes, for sure.
And he's super likable. So if you take somebody that was like, he might not have been the best in the locker room or whatever, checks out and stuff, and you send him to Brian Schottenheimer, and it's like, well, he can fix anybody. If he fixed George Pickens, he can fix anybody. Then maybe you start seeing like the next Ndamukong Suh that is like, hey, nobody wants to pay me because they think I'm a bad person or whatever, or I'm not invested. I'm going to go play 1 year, like the Jadeveon Clowney deal. I'm going to go take that. I'm going to go play, and people are going to be like, oh, he is a likable person. Let's give him $20 million.
Yeah.
Cool.
And again, you're on a big stage. Now, again, it is a gamble, and the Cowboys do like to discount shop. Hey, how do we get something on a discount and then turn that into something? So that is a reality. I don't want to leave that part of it out, but that's something that they're hoping on there. Last night, the result of the Colts and Niners game opened up the floodgates for AFC teams clinching playoff berths. The Bills, the Chargers, and the Jaguars each earned postseason spots following their wins Sunday and the Colts losing later last night. And so now we kind of pretty much have most of the playoff picture sealed up here, as we got a couple more teams in the hunt, the Panthers and Packers on the NFC side, and then on the AFC side, you still got the Steelers and Texans. It says Colts and the Ravens on the bubble. I just don't see... I don't see any avenue for the Colts here. I know Phillip Rivers says it's been fun, but we need to win.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to work there. As you look at this playoff picture, has finally started to come into focus, and it looks kind of the way a lot of people expected about halfway through the season here.
Yeah, and for the Colts, it's too little too late to be introducing this new idea and this new person to this fold, where – had this happened to Daniel Jones 4 weeks earlier
mm-hmm.
and you had more time to integrate him and you just had more time on the schedule left, I think that this is more than cute and fun. They actually would have gotten a little more respect from me, that the idea that they can sneak in and they can stay alive. It's just when you bring a guy off the couch to run the offense like that, I don't care if he's running the same offense at his high school that he's coaching at or whatever, you need time to acclimate. And like we joked about, he showed his age in that game. It's just your offense becomes a lot more predictable, especially in the AFC where the defenses are pretty, pretty good. I don't think that we're going to have many other surprises, especially in the AFC. I don't think we're going to have any surprises in the playoff picture going into it. I think that there are some teams that are going to get disrespected in the playoffs nationally, and they might surprise you with a win. But I think going into the playoffs, I think what we see now is what we're going to get, and I think it's going to stay relatively consistent.
The most hated by Alec Medford quarterback in the NFL is Tyler Shuck. That was before the season. He was like, he's a scrub. I don't even know why he's in the NFL. Carolina Panthers receiver Tetaroa McMillan remains the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. However, Shuck now has thrown for 300-plus yards in the first time in his career. He's won three consecutive games, one against the Jets, the vaunted Jets, as we know.
Yeah.
And his play spearheading a team that looked lost in the wilderness early in the season has given him a shot to earn Rookie of the Year for the offense. Do you think, after Tetaroa McMillan, 924 yards, 65 catches, 7 touchdowns, it looks like a veteran season right there?
Yeah.
Or Tyler Shuck can finish out and be the Offensive Rookie of the Year?
It'll be McMillan for sure, and he deserves it more. But I will eat crow on Tyler Shuck and say that I did put U.S. dollars on him last weekend. I took the more on underdog on his passing yards, and it hit. So he paid me, and I can't be mad. That's how much I've seen the light on him. But I will also say the New Orleans Saints are one of those teams, almost like the Cowboys. They love to start playing great football whenever it doesn't matter. They have been playing pretty decent football ever since they got mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And Kellen Moore is starting to find his footing there. He's starting to find a foundation. And I will say that offense looks like a Kellen Moore offense. It looks good. It's creative. It's smart. It is scheming guys open. I think they've got something brewing there. Not anytime soon, but I think they might have found, hey, Roots Day. I think they might have found their roots that they can plant.
There you go. That's Alec Medford. I'm Corey Majors. We're here at Freebirds in Addison right now, having a good time today with the Tolos out here. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, when do you start looking for a new playoff team to follow now that the Cowboys have been eliminated? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.